So why me?
为什么是我？
Why him?
为什么是他？
Why now?
为什么是现在？
These are the three questions that we will be trying to answer for you at this camp.
这是我们这次营会是尝试着要回答的三个问题。
And I really pray that in your heart that you also want to find out the answers to these three questions.
我们的祷告是在你的心里面你也想知道这个三个问题的答案。
Last Sunday at Auburn, we have a smaller youth fellowship group.
上个主日在 Auburn, 我们一个很小的青年组的交通。
Because many other young people actually went to Roseville to listen to Brother Christian Chen.
与许多弟兄姊妹到Roseville 去听慈溪正弟兄讲道。
So just a few of us, and we're sharing about our expectation for this camp.
所以我们只有几个人，但是我们分享到我们对这次营会有什么期望。
And quite a few of the brothers and sisters saying that we really hope that God can change my life when I come to the camp.
有许多位弟兄姊妹说，我真的很希望神能够借着这次营会来改变我的生命。
And it says that they have that expectation that they will meet God and something great is going to happen to them.
也就是说，他们期望在这次营会中遇见神，希望神能够改变他们。
Last year when we were here at the first message, I was asking people a question. What sort of epitaph do you want to have on your tombstone?
去年营会的时候，我们问大家，你们在你们的将来的坟墓上面有什么样的墓志铭？
Do you know what epitaph is?
你们知道什么样是一个墓志铭？
It's some descriptions on your tombstone, and sometimes very brief, very few are very long winded.
就是在你的墓碑上面刻一些的字，有些很短的，但是有些人写的很长。
For example, I'll give it to you, Winston Churchill's epitaph.
比如说英国首相丘吉尔的那个墓碑文。
And he said, I'm prepared to meet my maker.
他说我准备好了来遇见造我的主。
But whether the maker is prepared for the great ordeal of meeting me is another matter.
至于说我的造物主是否预备好了要来遇见我糟糕的一生是另外一个问题。
Because he knows that he's a difficult person.
因为他知道他自己是一个很麻烦的人。
And there was another epitaph that goes like this.
另外有一个碑文是这样讲。
Here you are outside looking.
你在这里向外看。
Here am I inside lying.
我在里面，躺在里面。
Where you are now, I once was.
你现在站的地方，我曾经也在那里。
Where I am now, you will be as well.
我现在躺的地方，你将来也要去。
So follow me, come and follow me.
所以来跟随我。
That's the end of the epitaph.
那么这个碑文就这样子。
But then someone came in and write something else underneath.
那么有些人就来了，于是就继续写一些字。
Where you go,
你要去的地方，你去的地方。
I cannot follow.
我不能够去。
Because I do not know where you are going.
因为我不知道你去哪里。
So, brothers and sisters, do you know where you are going?
弟兄姊妹们，你们是否知道你们要去哪里？
If everyone in this room has prepared an epitaph that will appear on their tombstone when you pass away.
这个房间的每一个人是不是准备好了要在你们的碑文上面墓碑上面写什么？
You know that a few weeks ago there was a great tragedy that even now we still haven't got the answer.
有几周以前我们有一个悲剧是至今我们仍然没有找到答案的。
239 people on the plane going to Beijing disappear.
239个人乘坐一架飞机飞往北京，飞机不见了。
Have they prepared the epitaph?
他们是不是准备好了他们的碑文呢？
Few days ago,
就在几天前，
there was a Korean ferry sink into the ocean.
有一个韩国的轮船沉在海里。
To carry over 500 high school students and teachers.
他们那船上有超过500个中学生，还有他们的老师。
Even until today, 297 of those people missing still haven't been accounted for.
直到今天，还有297个人不见了，他们还没有找到。
They are young people like you.
他们就像你们这样的年龄。
High school students who are full of energy.
是读高中的，是蛮有能量的。
In fact, they say that those who are in the bottom deck of the ferry are those people who had no hope of coming out. That's where all the games rooms are and all the cafeterias
are.
I guess when they're playing games or having a cup of coffee or talking or eating, they do not think that they will be in the bottom of the ocean.
他们在那里打电动玩游戏的时候，他们怎么样也不会想到这艘船会沉下去。
They are too late. It's too late for them now to review their life.
对他们来说，要回顾他们的一生已经没有机会了。
But it's not too late for you to review your life.
但是对你们来说，你们还有机会。
What is the purpose of your life?
你人生的目的是什么？
And sometimes at this great loss of life, some people might even question God.
有时候当发生这样子的悲剧的时候，我们甚至会怀疑神。But
if this is through the scripture, that's through the Bible.
但是如果你来查考圣经的话,
from the beginning to the end,
从一开始到末了,
from Genesis to Revelation,
从创世纪到启示录,
you find that God is actually very much concerned about your well-being.
你发现神很在乎我们如何的生活。
He cares for you so much.
神是这样子的,
that he even paid the ultimate price of giving up his son's life to save you.
以至于他付出了终极的代价，让他儿子为你死。
Today we know that it's Good Friday.
今天我们知道是受难节的星期五。
It was a Friday 2,000 years ago. Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
2,000多年前的这个星期五，主耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上。
Is it really necessary?
这个是不是真的有必要呢?
Yes, it is necessary.
是的，有这个必要。
That's why it's important for us to answer why me, why him, and why now, these three questions.
所以这三个问题，为什么是我，为什么是他，为什么是现在，对我们是很重要的。
Many of you are raised in Christian family.
你们有许多人是在基督徒的家庭里长大的。
Many of you were exposed to the Bible's teaching when you are still young.
许多人从小就听到圣经的教导。
Many of you were even raised in Sunday school.
也有许多人是在主日学长大的。
Some of you even have more knowledge than a lot of people who come to church every Sunday.
你们许多人的圣经知识比一般来聚会的人都要多。
But that's a question that you need to ask yourself.
而且有一个问题是你需要问自己的。
Are you assured that you are actually saved?
你是否确定你已经得救?
That you have the confidence that if one day you have to suddenly depart from this world, that you are able to meet God without any fear?
你是否有这个信心说在你离开这个世界的时候, 你可以坦然无惧地见神。
And I believe that it's so important for us to find out the answer to this as soon as you can.
我相信越快地找到这个问题的答案对我们来说越好。
Because the Bible are full of warnings, full of scriptures to exhort us to do that.
因为圣经满了对我们的警告，我们的提醒，让我们清楚我们得救的问题。
We're going to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
让我们打开哥林多后书第13章。
For those of you who just arrived, welcome to the camp.
那些刚刚来到的人，欢迎来到营地。哥林多后书第13章。
2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5.
第5节。
I'll read first in English and then David will repeat that in Chinese.
弟兄先读，然后我会翻译。
2 Corinthians 13 verse 5.
第5节。
Examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Do you not know yourself that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified?
你们总要自己省察有信心没有，也要自己试验，岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的， 就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗？
I'll repeat.
我再重复。
Examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Do you not know yourself that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified.
你们主要自己省察有信心没有，
也要自己试验，岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗？
These are strong warnings from Paul.
这是保罗对我们一个很重的提醒。
Paul wrote to the believers in Corinth.
保罗写信给哥林多的信徒。
There are many problems in that place.
在哥林多有许多的问题。
There are a lot of envy, there are a lot of outbursts of wrath, there are a lot of proud, there are a lot of conceit. In chapter 12, verse 20.
在那里有许多的争竞、嫉妒、结党等等问题。
A lot of backbiting, a lot of problems.
许多的争吵、许多的问题。
It's so much so that Paul actually questions that does everyone in the church in Corinth actually know the Lord?
他们是有这么多的问题，以至于保罗要问一个问题，是不是每一个人是清楚得救的？
They might be sitting in the church.
他们或许坐在聚会里面。
They might be sharing the meal with you over the table.
他们或许跟你一同来分享一起吃饭。
But they are totally in darkness, and they do not have the life of God living within them.
但是他们却完全在黑暗里头，他们没有神住在他们里头。
In a sense that they are imposters.
或者说他们是假伪装的。
They pretending to be Christians, but they are not Christians.
他们看上去像基督徒，却不是真的基督徒。
They look like believers, but they have no life of the Lord Jesus Christ within them.
看上去像信徒，但是里面却没有主耶稣基督的生命。
May to be fair, some of the people in the church may not even try to pretend. They really do not know.
公平地说，有些人在聚会里头，他们甚至也不想尝试。过一个看起来像基督徒的生活。
No, they do not know that they are not Christians.
他们并不知道他们自己没有得救。
Because of the preachings or the messages they received, they thought they are saved.
因着他们所受的教导，他们以为他们是得救的。
No, they come to church on Sunday, but the rest of the week they do not live a life that is close to God.
他们主日来聚会，但是其他的时间他们并没有活出一个基督徒的生活。
They do not desire having fellowship with God or having fellowship with other believers.
他们对神没有一个渴慕，也不渴慕跟其他的信徒有交通。
They want to make sure that they come on Sunday, sit on the pew, and then they take the bread or take the cup. As soon as they do that, they will rush off.
他们只想星期天来到聚会里面拿那个杯，拿那个饼，那么很快。这个事情做完以后，他们就要离开了。
Because they were taught those are very important things to do.
他们觉得这些事情。做这件事情很重要。
But there are some people who really are trying to impose themselves as Christian, even though they are not.
但是有些人他是故意伪装的，虽然他们不是基督徒，他们故意伪装成基督徒。
Are you one of them?
你是不是这样一个人呢？
1994, in June, 1994年的6月, there was a 13-year-old boy called Nicholas Barclay.
有一个13岁的男孩叫 Nicholas Barclay.
He was playing basketball with his friends.
他在跟他的同学朋友们一起玩排球。
But that evening,
篮球
he never came back.
那天晚上他没有回来。
His parents looked for him everywhere. His sisters and his brother looked for him everywhere.
他的家人到处在找他。
But they could not find him.
他们找不到他。
As if he just disappeared into thin air.
好像他突然间消失了。
The police looked for him.
警察也在到处找他。
For months they looked for him.
有几个月的时间他们到处的找他。
But they could not find him.
但是没有找到。
Three years later, in 1997,
三年以后，在1997年
，His family got a phone call from the FBI.
他的家人收到一个电话，是美国联邦调查局打来的
，saying that they have found Nicholas.
说他们找到这个男孩。
Nicholas was in Spain.
说他在西班牙。
He was in Spain, according to his story, that he was kidnapped, he was tortured, and that finally he was able to run away.
根据他自己所说的，他被绑架，被带到西班牙，最后他想办法逃离开那个地方。
So his sister decided that he's going to go to Spain and meet him, and if he's really Nicholas, she wants to bring him back.
所以他的姐姐和妹妹决定说要去西班牙去找他。
So when she saw him, she just couldn't stop herself, but just went and hugged him, and then took up all the photos and telling Nicholas and all the family members that he used to know and now probably forgotten.
所以这个姐姐呢，就一看见他就抱着他，就禁不住的就告诉他所有这过去几年发生的事情。
His sister was convinced this is actually Nicholas.
那个姐姐很确定的说，认为这个就是他的弟弟。
Even though Nicholas used to have blue eyes and this guy had brown eyes.
虽然他这个 Nick 原来是有蓝眼睛的，这个人是棕色的眼睛。
The local Spanish police wasn't so convinced as well.
当地的西班牙的警察并不确定，不是很确定的。
Even though Nicholas said that according to his captor actually gave him things on his eye that changed the eye color.
虽然他说他那些绑架他的人放了一些东西在他眼睛里面，改变他眼睛的颜色。
So the local police decided to test him.
所以当地的警察要试一试他。
How are they going to test him?
他们怎么样试他呢？
They found out that Nick's sister came with some photos.
他们发现这个Nick的姐姐带了一些照片来。
So use of photo, they asked Nicholas who is this and who is this.
他们用这些照片就问这个男孩说这个人是谁。
What they did not know is that Nicholas already saw those photos with his sister.
他们不知道是这个姐姐已经一见面就把这些照片跟他讲。
So he passed with flying color.
所以他就很快的就能够说出谁是谁。
So in the end, they approved that this is truly Nicholas and his sister is free to take him home.
最后他们批准了说，这个真的就是你所失去的这个弟弟，把他可以把他带回去。
They went back to America.
他们回到美国。
They went to the airport.
去到机场。
The whole family came and met.
全家人都来接欢迎他。
And everyone welcomed Nicholas.
每个人都欢迎他回来。
And then his mom hold his hand all the way from the airport to home.
那么一路上抓着他的手，一直把他带回家去。
So he lived with them for nearly 6 months.
所以他与他们一同住了6个月。
He went to the college that Nicholas used to go.
去到Nicholas从前上的学校。
And everyone seems happy.
每个人都很开心。
One day there was a television studio heard about the story and said, "This is an amazing story."
有一天呢，他们有一个电视节目在讲到这个事情。
So they hired a private investigator to find where Nicholas lived, and then they're gonna interview him.
所以他们找到了一个私家侦探去来探访，要来采访这个 Nick.
At the TV studio when they had the interview.
在这个电视台，他们在采访的时候。
When the camera was focusing on Nicholas.
当这个镜头焦点在集中在他的耳朵的时候。
The private investigator has a picture of the young Nicholas in front of him.
这个私家侦探有一个照片是他这个 Nick 小时候的照片。
He said something is wrong.
他说有一些不对的。
Do you know what was wrong?
你知道什么不对吗?
He can see the ears of Nicholas is different to the Nicholas inside the studio.
他发现这个人他的耳朵的形状跟他小时候这个照片不一样。
Have a look at your ears next to you.
你看你旁边那个人的耳朵的形状。
Everyone's ear is different.
每个人耳朵都不一样的。
It's like a fingerprint.
好像你的指纹一样。
And the private inspector say that is not Nicholas.
所以这个私家侦探就确定说这个人不是Nicholas.
And then they approach Nicholas and get his DNA samples and send to Spain and check who he is.
所以他们就拿了他的DNA的样本发到西班牙去查这个人。
Finally they had a match.
最后呢发现这两个人这个DNA跟原来的DNA不符合的。
This man is actually not Nicholas.
他们发现这个人是假的。
He is called Bourdain.
他名字叫Bourdain。
And he has a whole life impersonating other people.
他一生就是来伪装别人。
Why was he doing that?
为什么他这样做呢?
According to his words, that because he was lonely, he said he was unloved.
因为他自己根据他自己的话，他觉得很孤单，他想要做一个别人。
He never met his father.
他从来没遇到过他的父亲。
He was raised up by his grandparents, but he ran away.
他被他的祖父母带大，那么他离开那个家。
But how could someone impose himself as a member of the family for 6 months without being discovered?
这个人他装作另外一个人，在这个家庭里面6个月没有被发现，怎么可能呢？
Unthinkable, isn't it?
我们觉得很不可思议，不是吗？
But this is a true story.
但是这是一个真实的故事。
So in 1998, when Bourdain was found out that he's not, he was captured and then he was in prison for 6 years.
所以在98年的时候，这个人被发现是假的。 那么他就被送到监狱里面6年。
He was sent back to France.
被送回到法国。
That's where he came from.
他是从法国来的。
And then he continued to impersonate other people.
那么他后来6年以后，他又继续的装作别人。
Until he got married and settled down.
直到他结婚定居下来。
Francis,
弟兄姊妹们,
I take a long time telling this story.
我花很长时间来讲这个故事,
because it is incredible.
因为这个故事很让人不可思议。
So therefore, it is not incredible that there are people in this room.
所以如果这个房间里面有人,
that you've been brought up in a Christian family,
你们在基督徒家庭里长大,
that you thought you were a Christian,
那你以为你是基督徒,
but yet the life of God has never been in you.
而神的生命却从来没有在你的里面。
Just like Nicholas Barclay's parents' blood never run in Bourdain's.
就像这个Nicholas他父母的血从来没有在他的血脉里。
He may be able to convince them.
他可以说服他们,
but their life is not in him.
但是他们的生命并没有在他的里头。
He has no part to play in that family.
他跟这个家没有任何的关系。
My friends,
朋友们,
if the Lord Jesus Christ's life is not in you,
如果主耶稣基督的生命没有在你里头,
then you are just deceiving yourself.
那么你只是自己在欺骗自己。
Because at the end of it,
因为在这个人生的尽头,
we are going to meet God.
我们要遇见神。
Then all the facts will be made known.
所有的事实真相都要显明。
You will can't hide from anything.
你跟我都不能够再有任何的隐藏。
Because God knows every thought that is in our mind and in our heart.
因为神知道我们每一个心思每一个意念。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
what are the signs of a person who is truly a child of God?
一个神的孩子, 他有哪些的特点呢?
Let us look at a few.
让我们来看一些。
Can we turn to 1 John?
让我们打开约翰一书。
John wrote this letter,
约翰写这封书信,
to the believers,
给信徒。
And he said in chapter 5, verse 13, the reason why he wrote it.
在第五章第十三节, 他讲到他为什么写这话。
These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God.
这是我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人, 要叫你们知道自己有永生。 有些版本里面说要叫你们继续的相信神儿子的名。
So John wrote this letter to the believers. He wants them to know that they truly have eternal life.
约翰写这封书信给那些信徒，要叫他们真实的知道他们有永生。
He who has the Son has life.
说人有了神的儿子就有永生。
He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
人若没有神儿子的生命就没有永生。
So what are the signs of the people who have the life of God in them?
这些有神儿子生命的人，他们的生命有什么特点呢？
You go to chapter 1 verse 3.
我们看回到第一章第三节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 3.
约翰一书第一章第三节。
That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们这样所看见、所听见的传给你们。 使你们与我们相交，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
So the first sign of a true believer is that they have fellowship with God and with the Lord Jesus Christ.
一个真实信徒的第一个印记就是他们与耶稣基督是有相交的。
They know how to talk to God.
他们知道怎样跟神对话。
They also have fellowship with us.
他们也与弟兄姊妹们有交通。
They have fellowship with the people who have the life of the Lord Jesus Christ living in them.
他们与拥有同样生命的人有交通。
Chapter 1, verse 6 and 7.
第一章第六、第七节。
If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sins.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
So the second sign of a true believer is that they no longer walk in darkness.
一个真实的信徒，第二个的印记就是他们不再走在黑暗里。
John said, if you say you have fellowship with God,
约翰说，如果你说你与神相交
，God is light.
神是光
，In Him there's no darkness at all.
在他里头没有黑暗。
And yet you still walk in darkness.
那么你却，然后你却走在黑暗里。
You're still walking, doing things, saying things that in darkness.
你仍然做或者说那些在黑暗里头的话。
Then you are telling a lie.
那么你是在说谎的。
Then you are imposter.
因为你是伪装的。
Verse 8.
第八节。
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves.And the truth is not in us.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
If you are truly a child of God,
如果你真是一个神的孩子
，when you sin,
当你犯罪的时候
，you know it,
你知道
，and your conscience will tell you,
你的良心也告诉你
，that you need to come back to God.And ask for forgiveness.
你必须回到神的面前求他的赦免。
If you say I have no sin,
如果你说我没有罪
，I have no need of forgiveness.
我不需要赦免。
Then I'm sorry to say to you, you are very much in darkness.
但是我很抱歉的说，那么你可能在黑暗里头。
Another sign of a child of God is in chapter 2, verse 3.
另外一个神儿女的印记是在第二章。第三节
we read from verse 3 to verse 5.
我们从第三节读到第五节
Now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, does not keep his commandments, is a liar. And the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him.
我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。人若说我认识他却不遵守他的诫命便是说谎的真理也不在他心里了凡遵守主道的爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的从此我们就知道我们是在主里面
This is another test, isn't it?
这是另外一个的试验
When you read God's word
当我们读主的话
When you hear God's word preached to you
当我们听到主的话被传讲给我们
If those words are for you
如果那些话是为着我们的
Do you obey it?
我们是否遵行他的话
There's a real test of a child of God
这是一个真实的试验能够试出我们是否是神的儿女
That they obey
我们是否遵守他的诫命
When young children are growing up
当小孩子长大的时候
They are taughtTo obey the parents' word.
他们总是被教导要顺从父母的话。
Because the parents want them to be kept from harm.
因为父母要让他们不遇到危险。
Just now the camp organized those here.
就是刚才这个 camp 那些
supervisors here.
那个camp 里面的负责人来跟我们讲。
Did he give you any commandments?
他们是不是有给你们一些的诫命呢？
I hope you haven't forgotten.
我希望你们没有忘记。
He said, "Do not do flips on the trampoline."
他说不要在那个蹦蹦床上面做翻滚的动作。
Because trampoline is where they have the biggest amount of injury.
因为这个蹦蹦床是他们经常遇到一些危险的，经常遇到经常受伤的。
What is flips? It means it bounces and then you go.
如果你跳的话，你做翻滚的动作就经常会受伤。
Most of the time, you go.
许多时候放过就出去了。
That's when you get the injury.
那么这样你就会受伤。
So if we don't listen to him,
然后如果我们不听的话
I say,
我们说不管了。
I'm professional.
我很专业的。
Yeah, even professional go into the hospital too.
那些专业的人也经常去医院的。
So there's a commandment, and the parents will always try to help the children to listen to them.
这父母也是这样，总是要帮助他的孩子们。
And when the parents saw his three-year-old son getting a screwdriver and try to poke into the PowerPoint,
当父母看到三岁的小孩子拿着一个螺丝刀要去插那个电源插座的时候
，What would the parents say to the boy?
如果你是父母，你会怎么说？
Yeah, do it.
如果说擦吧。
No, he's not going to do that.
你不会这样做。
He said, no, you can't do that.
你会说不可以，不要这样做。
Take away the screwdriver.
那你把那个螺丝刀拿走。
And maybe give his hand a smack.
那或者你打他一下。
Don't go to the police, okay, if I say that.、Huh? I know in New South Wales.
你不要去告诉警察哦。
In New South Wales, it's supposed to be not, you're not supposed to punish the children, right?
你在新南威尔士，你好像不应该打孩子的，不可以打孩子的。
Is that right?
是不是?
I think anything below the waist is okay. Okay, sorry, sidetrack.
不管了。
So here he says that you must listen to his commandments.
这里说我们要遵守他的诫命。
Because the commandments are to keep you.
因为这些诫命是为着保护我们的。
Keep you safe.
保护我们安全的。
So a child of God will listen to the parents.
所以一个神的儿女会听他的话, 听神的话,
will listen to God.
会听神的话。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
第二章第15节。
Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
I believe this is probably one of the biggest issues facing young people today.
我想这个或许是年轻人今天遇到最大的一个问题。
Because you are young.
因为你们年轻。
You have lots of energy.
你有很多的能量。
You're able to do many, many things.
你可以做许多的许多的事情。
So there are many things in the world look attractive to you.
所以世界上有许多的事情对你们很有吸引力。
And because they attract you so much,
因为这些事情是这样的吸引你们,
you discover that your heart for God will become less and less.
你发现你里面爱神的心，爱父的心越来越少了。
We know that there was a rich young ruler who came to the Lord Jesus, wasn't it?
我们知道有一个年轻的官，有一天来找主耶稣。
Was he a good man?
他是不是一个好人?
He was a good man.
他是个好人。
He said he obeyed commandments of God.
他说他从小就遵守神的诫命。
Right from when he was young.
从小就遵守。
He is still young.
他还很年轻。
He is still very promising.
他还有很有前途。
Unfortunately,
但是很不幸的是,
the Lord Jesus said to him,
主耶稣告诉他,
sow all you have,
所以变卖你一切所有的,
and give to the poor,
送给穷人,
and come and follow me.
那你还要来跟从我。
Because Jesus saw in his heart,
因为耶稣看见在他的心里面,
he loved his money,
他爱他的财物,
more than he loved God.
过于他爱神。
Brothers and sisters, he may have obeyed all the commandments,
他或许真的已经遵守了一切的诫命,
but he failed that first commandment,
但是他违背了第一条诫命,
to love God,
爱神,
with all his soul,
尽心,
with all his might,
尽意,
and no other God.
你不可有别的神。
What are his gods?
他的神是什么?
His money.
他的钱。
Because you cannot serve two masters.
因为你不能够侍奉两个主。
You cannot serve God and serve mammon or money at the same time.
不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
So this young rich ruler, he went away sadly.
所以这个年轻的官他悠悠愁愁地走了。
He wanted to inherit eternal life.
他要承受，他想要承受永生。
But the world's attraction to him was far greater.
但是这个世界对他的吸引力是更大的。
Chapter 2, verse 29.
第二章第29节。
If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him.
你们若知道他是公义的, 就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生的。
Another sign of a child of God is that he is righteous.
另外一个神儿女的印记就是他是行公义的。
Not only he has been made righteous by the blood of Christ,
不单单,
but he also practiced righteousness.
不但是他借着主耶稣的宝血被称为义, 而且他是行公义的人。
What is righteous?
什么是公义?
Righteous is knowing what is wrong.
公义就是知道什么是错的。
That yet you do not, knowing what is wrong, and you will not do it.
却不去行, 错的事。
And knowing what is right,
知道什么是善的,
and yet you will do it.
去做这个善的。
In a sense that whatever you see the fathers do, that will you will do as well.
也就是说, 你不管看, 你看见父做什么, 你也做什么。
He is the righteous God.
他是公义的神,
and therefore you do not do anything that offends that righteousness.
你不做任何会跟他的公义相违背的事情。
There is no righteousness of our own dwelling in us.
我们在我们里头没有我们自己的义。
All that righteousness came from the Lord Jesus Christ.
所有的义是来自于主耶稣基督。
Without the life of the Lord Jesus Christ in us, it's impossible for us to be righteous.
如果我们没有耶稣基督的生命，我们自己是没有义的。
Therefore, in your heart, if you want to do righteousness,
所以在我们的心里，如果我们要行公义,
it is another sign that the life of the Lord Jesus Christ is truly in you.
这是另外一个印记，说明主耶稣基督的生命在你里头。
Chapter
3, 第三章,
verse
3, 第三节,
and everyone who has this hope in him purify himself just as he is pure.
凡像他有着指望的就洁净自己像他洁净一样。
What sort of hope is that?
这是怎么样的一个指望?
It's the hope that when Jesus Christ appear, we shall also appear like him.
这个指望就是当主耶稣基督显现的时候，我们要变改变像他一样。
And everyone who has this hope will purify their life.
凡是有这个指望的就洁净自己。
Paul said to Timothy,
保罗告诉提摩太,
free from youthful lust.
你要逃避少年的私欲。
He did not say fight it.
他没有说你要与你的私欲争战,
but he said you flee from it.
他说你逃避你的私欲,
run away from it.
逃离开,
keep yourself pure.
保守你的单纯,
and not be contaminated.
不让这些污秽来沾染你。
Chapter 3 verse 5 to 6.
第三章第五节第六节,
and you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him.
你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪。凡住在他里面的就不犯罪，凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。
What this is not saying is that you can never sin after you believe.
这也不是说你信主以后你就不会犯罪。
But he says that if you abide in him,
乃是说如果你住在他里面,
then you do not continue to sin.
那么你就不继续的犯罪。
That the frequencies of sin in your life should be less and less.
你的生命中犯罪的那个次序是越来越少的。
But if you see your life are committing more and more sin,
如果你发现你的生命中你的犯罪的次数是越来越多的,
then really you need to put a question mark on your life.
那么你就要对你的生命打一个问号。
Am I truly a child of God?
我是否真的是神的儿子?
Then you need to heed Paul's word.
那么你就要听保罗所说的话。
Examine yourself.
你就要自己醒察。
Test yourself.
你要自己试验。
That whether you're truly a child of God.
你是否真是神的儿女?
Chapter 3 verse 14.
第三章第十四节。
We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death.
我们因为爱弟兄就晓得是已经出死入生了，没有爱心的仍住在死中。
This is a true test.
这是一个真实的试验。
Of a true child of God.
能够试出我们是否真的是神的儿女。
Do you love your brothers and your sisters?
你是否爱你的弟兄姐妹?
When you see your brothers and sisters in trouble,
那你看见你的弟兄姐妹在难处中,
do your heart also get hurt?
你的心是否因此忧伤?
Do you see them in sorrow and you weep with them?
你是否看见他们难过,
whatever happened to whatever happened to your brothers or sisters,
不管什么发生在你的弟兄或姐妹身上,
it became a concern for you.
对你来说是一个担忧,
and that you want to pray for them because you love them. Brothers and sisters, that is a clear sign of a child of God. Because you love the Father and you love everyone that is born of Him. Chapter 3 verse 21. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，我们就可以向神坦然无惧了。
Lastly,
最后,
your conscience,
我们的心,
which became very active and sharp because fear of God had woke us up.
我们的良心, 当我们得罪以后, 我们的良心不以, 不以很主动地来, 提醒我们。
That his conscience tells you that you are right with God.
这个良心会告诉我们, 我们是否跟神有一个对的关系。
That you can meet God without fear and trembling.
这个良心也叫我们能够向神有个坦然无惧的心。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
if that conscience does not trouble you,
如果那个良心不对你说话,
you have that full confidence of meeting God without fear.
如果那个良心不责备我们, 我们可以向神坦然无惧,
that is a clear sign that you are a child of God.
这就是另外一个清楚的印记, 让我们知道我们是神的儿子。
Then of course, when we sin, that conscience also will tell us that we have done something wrong.
当然从另一面说, 当我们犯罪的时候, 这个良心一定会责备我们。
Then it will condemn us.
那么会责备我们。
Until we come to the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ.
直到我们回到主耶稣基督的脚前。
And have our communication with him restored.
直到我们跟神之间的交通被恢复,
by confessing our sins to him.
借着向他, 求赦免, 向他认罪悔改。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
these are the signs of a true believer, a true child of God.
这些是一个真实的信徒, 一个真的神的儿女的印记。
The reason why I tell you this is because you need to know what is the true signs of God before you can find out whether you yourself is a child of God or whether you are just an imposter.
我把这些的印记告诉大家, 是要你清楚地试验我们是否真的是神的儿女, 还是我们是假装的。
Because it is very difficult,
因为许多时候很难,
to judge others.
我们很难, 判断别人。
In fact, it's not our job to judge others.
事实上不是我们的, 工作来认断任何人。
But by our fruits, we will show ourselves whether we are or not children of God.
但是借着我们的果子, 我们可以分辨我们是否真的是神的儿女。
It's so difficult to differentiate between the child of God and child of the devil.
神的儿女要分辨神的儿女和魔鬼的儿女是有时候是很难的。
Even the Lord Jesus Christ given a parable about that.
甚至主耶稣基督讲要一个比喻。
Can we turn to chapter 13 of Matthew?
我们可否打开马太福音第十三章
Chapter 13 of Matthew
马太福音第十三章
Verse 24 to verse 30
第23节到第30节
Chapter 13 verse 24 to verse 30
24节到30节
Another parable he put forth to them saying the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seeds in his field but while man slept his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way.
第三章二十四节到三十节。耶稣又设比喻对他们说：天国好像人撒好种在田里，即使人睡觉的时候，有仇敌来，将稗子撒在麦子里就走了。
But when the grain has sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appear.
到长苗吐穗的时候，麦子也显出来。
So the servants of the owner came and said to him, Sir, did you not sow good seeds in your field? How then does it have tares?
天主的仆人来告诉他说，主啊，你不是撒好种在田里吗？从哪里来的麦子呢？
He said to them, An enemy has done this. The servant said to him, Do you want us then to go and gather them up?
主人说，这是仇敌做的。仆人说，你要我们去薅出来吗？
But he said, No, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let's all grow together until the harvest. At the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, First gather together the tares and bind them into bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.
有人说不必，恐怕薅麦子连麦子也拔出来。如这两样一起斩，等着收割。但收割的时候，我要对收割的人说，先将麦子薅出来捆成捆，留着烧，唯有麦子要收在仓里。
The disciple came and asked Jesus,
门徒来问主耶稣,
What is the parable about?
这个比喻是讲什么呢?
And the Lord Jesus explained to them,
主耶稣将这段比喻解释给他们听,
The man who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, which is Jesus.
那撒好种的就是人子,
The field is the world.
田地就是世界,
The good seeds are the son of the kingdom.
好种就是天国之子,
And the tares are the son of the wicked one.
败子就是那恶者之子,
At the end of the world,
在世界的末了
at the end of the age,
在这个世代的末了
the reapers, who are the angels who come and collect the harvest,
这些收割的人就是天使要来收主神的庄稼
and the tares, this is the son of the devil, will be gathered up and be burned.
这些恶者之子也就是败子要被捆成捆抛出来捆成捆留着烧
and they will be cast them into the fire,
要被丢在火里
but the righteous, the sons of theOf God will be gathered up.
但是天国之子，神的儿女要被收在仓里。
And Jesus said, "He who has an ear, let him hear."
耶稣说，凡有耳的都应当听。
And we heard the same word in Revelation.
我们在启示录也听到同样的话。
He who has an ear, let him hear.
凡有耳的就应当听。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
It is not our job to differentiate who is a real believer, who is not.
不是我们要来论断谁是真信徒，谁是假信徒。
God will do that.
神要做这件事情。
But it's very important for you and I.
但是我们对我，你跟我来说。
To know ourselves.
我们自己需要知道。
That's why Paul said, test yourself, examine yourself.
保罗说，你要自己试验，要自己醒察。
To know whether you are truly of God or not.
要看你是否是神的儿女。
Because the church are full of unconverted.False believers.
因为教会里常常有许多没有真实相信的人。
In 1991,
在1991年
there was a survey carried out in America.
在美国有一个问卷调查。
It was done by one major denomination.
是一个主要的宗派所做的调查。
This denomination has 11,500 churches.
这个宗派有11,500个教会。
And they have recorded that year how many people through their preaching the gospel came to God.
他们就记录了这一年有多少人去听福音来愿意相信主。
And they have on their record 294,000 people indicated that they have believed in the Lord.
根据他们的记录，那一年有294,000人决志要信主耶稣。
Few years later,
几年以后
when they check the list again,
他们再查这个名单的时候
they discover that only 14,000
他们发现只有14,000人留下来
continue to meet with them
继续跟他们聚会
brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
that's 279,000 people not accounted for
就是有279,000人走了
nearly 80-90% of the people who say I believe
也就是说在那些举手说我相信的人中间有80%-90%的人离开了
They're no longer meeting with the believers
他们不再跟信徒一同聚会
It's so easy to falsely believe that you are saved
我们很容易会以为我们相信了
But when the trials come
但是当试探来的时候
When temptation came
当一些试炼来的时候
When difficulty arise
当一些生活中的难处来到的时候
When persecution arise
当压迫逼迫来临的时候
Then you will know whether you are truly safe or not
我们就知道我们是否真实的得救
There was one time in Russia that there were lots of persecution towards Christians
于是在俄国对基督徒有许多的迫害
Yeah, communist country just like China
俄国是一个有共产主义国家就像中国
They persecute Christians without mercy
他们对基督徒是没有怜悯的
One day there was a group of Christians meeting secretly in the room
有一次呢一些基督徒他们秘密地聚集在一起
And two Russian guards burst into the room
有两个俄罗斯的士兵就冲到房间里
They are fully equipped with guns
他们都是真枪实弹
And the Russian guards say to all the people in the room
这俄罗斯士兵就向这些人说
If any of you who want to survive and willing to deny your faith, leave now.
如果你们愿意活命的话愿意放弃你的信仰你可以离开这个房间。
A few people came out.
有些人离开了。
They left the room.
他们离开这个房间。
The Russian guy gave another warning.
这个士兵呢就给另外一次警告。
No more, no one else left.
接下去没有，再也没有人离开。
There are about 5 people who left the room.
有大概有五个人离开房间。
And then the Russian guy closed the door.
那么这个俄罗斯士兵就把门关起来。
Put down their weapons.
他们把武器放下。
We are actually Christians.
他们说我们是基督徒,
but I do not want to meet with false Christians that will put us in danger. So let's have some fellowship. Unfortunately, we can't use that method here. It will not work. So you need to know yourself, test yourself. Before persecution arrives. Maybe you saw that, that it's not easy to impose yourself to be like one of the true believers.
你或许以为, 假装做一个基督徒,
Judas Iscariot.
但是当我们看, 犹大, 加略人犹大,
did any of the disciples ever question him being someone who do not really know God?
你们想, 门徒中有没有人从来, 有没有人问, 怀疑过他不是一个真的信徒?
Did Judas ever put his trust in the Lord Jesus Christ?
犹大从来有没有相信主耶稣基督?
No.
没有。
He was with them all the time.
他一直跟他们一起的。
He saw the miracles.
他看见许多的神迹。
He saw the power of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他看见主耶稣基督的大能。
And yet, he totally denied him and betrayed him. His heart is for the money. Money blinded him. He loved it so much that he's willing to betray the one that he thought was Messiah. In his mind, like perhaps Messiah is someone who will bring him lots of riches. But when Jesus talked about he's going to the cross, he's going to be killed, he just totally can't understand it. So he's willing to betray the Lord Jesus Christ for that sum of money. It's not a little bit of money, it's a lot of money.
Oh, well, 为着许多的钱,
but it's not worth it.
但是不值得的.
Brothers and sisters, what has blinded you until now?
是什么叫我们眼瞎到目前为止?
My friend, what has blinded you until now?
是什么使我们到目前为止,
that there is no assurance between you and God.
叫我们跟神之间没有一个确定的, 没有一个确据.
The Bible has many, many strong warnings.
圣经给我们许多, 很许多的警告。
Can we turn to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27?
那我们看希伯来书第九章。
Very famous verse that everyone probably will know it.
可能是一节很, 大家很熟悉的经文。
And as it is appointed for man to die once, but after this the judgment.
按着定命, 人人都有一时, 死后且有审判。
Everyone must die once.
每个人都有一死,
and after that, the face judgment.
死后要面对审判.
Book of Acts, chapter 17.
使徒行传第17章.
Chapter 17, verse 30 to 31.
第30节31节.
Truly, this time of ignorance got overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead.
世人愚昧无知的时候, 神并不见察, 如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改, 因为他已经定了日子, 要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下, 并且叫他从死里复活, 给万人做可信的凭据。
I mentioned the statistics just now, though, how many people actually say that they are saved, but they are lost.
我刚才讲到那个数据, 说有那么多人, 他们说他们相信, 但是最后他们流失了。
Because there's a modern way of preaching the gospel that is totally not what God commanded.
因为今天的基督教世界有一个现代的, 一个传福音的方式, 叫人好像是相信了却没有得救。
They preach, but they never challenge people's sin.
他们传讲，但是他们从来不挑战我们的信心。
They say, "Oh, Jesus loves you."
他们说耶稣爱你。
Something in you only Jesus can fill.
你知道吗？你在你的心里面有一个空间，是只有主耶稣可以充满。
Come to Jesus, and He will give you joy, peace, and
来信耶稣吧，他要给你平安、喜乐和爱。
He will improve your relationship with your family.
他要改变你跟你家人的关系。
He will make you a better person.
他要使你成为一个更好的人。
He will make you successful.
他要使你成功。
And many people heard that they all come. They all raise their hands. They all come to the front. But their heart was never challenged about their sins. And therefore they will remain as a child of the devil. And not child of God. And in the last day, at the day of judgment, they will be found wanting. They will be found liable. They will be gathered up and thrown into the lake of fire and burn. So I want you to really know, in order to be a child of God, you need to know that you are a sinner. You need to know that you need to reject those sins and come and walk with God. Chapter 1 of Romans,
Romans 第一章,
verse 28. Chapter 1 Romans, verse 28.
Romans 第一章,
and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, they are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violence, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. Who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them.
他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事，装满了各样不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、增进、诡诈、毒恨，又是惭愧的，背后说人的、怨恨神的、辱骂人的、狂傲的、自夸的、捏造恶事的、违背父母的、无知的。 被约的、无亲情的、不怜悯人的，他们虽然知道神判定行这样事的人是当死的，然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
I'm sure that some of you see yourself in this list of things I just read to you.
我很确定的，你们之间有人看到这个清单，发现这些事情有一些是我们所做的。There
are many such lists in the Bible.
这圣经里面有许多这样子的清单。
And many such warnings to you. That those who do such things will be judged by God. My time is nearly up. You said my time is up. I want you to really think about this. That this time in this camp, pretend no more. If you do not know that you have the assurance of salvation, if you know that you cannot have fellowship with God and enjoy it, you do not love the word of God, you did not obey God, you continue to walk in darkness, you continue to practice some of these things.
你继续地行这些我们所提到的罪,
come to God
来到神面前,
and ask God to show you how you can get right.
求神开你的眼睛了，你知道怎样跟他有个正确的关系。
My friend,
弟兄们,
hell is full of people who say one of these days I will get right with God.
No. Hell today.
Oh.
Hell today is full of people who say, one of these days, I will get right with God. But yet they never did that before they passed away. You are still young. I really admire you. And to be so young and full of energy. But I can also say this to you. A short life living for God. It's much better than a long life without God. Today you can make many, many choices about your life. But not necessarily you can choose the consequences. So make the right choices. And I'm sure that the right consequences will follow. What is the right decision? It's to know yourself. Know who you really are. If you are not Nicholas Barclay, then don't pretend to be one. If you are not a child of God, then you say, God, I am not your child. Show me how to be one. Show me the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Show me, expose me of all my sins. Show me how to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Show me how to be assured that when I see you one day, I have no fear. Why me? Why you? Because God loves you and loves me. Why Him? Because He is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one can come to Him, come to the Father except through Him. Your sins and my sin needed Him to come and wash us away. He did it one Friday, 2,000 years ago. He did not have to do it again. What He did that day is enough to cover all of our sins. Past, present, and future. Because He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Why now? Because there's a possibility there's no tomorrow. The urgency of that is really, really so important. I'm sure that those 297 people who are still missing in the bottom of the ocean in that Korean ferry will probably want to have that chance. They are young people like you and I. Maybe not like me, but like you. They still have very much to live for. You have very much to live for. Live for God. Not for yourself. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for this day. It's a beautiful day that you have made. We thank you, Lord, that we can be in it. We thank you for the life and the breath that you've given us. Thank you that we have the opportunity today to listen to your word. May the Holy Spirit search everyone's heart here. May the Holy Spirit search our hearts intensely for the next few days. That none of us here will leave this camp and still continue to live in darkness.
Oh
Lord,
主啊,
this is your work.
这是你自己的工作,
the gospel is your power unto salvation.
福音是你的,
may you manifest that power mightily in this camp.
请你在这个,这是营会当中,将这个能力大大的彰显出来。
May you have the harvest that really glorifying to your name.
你自己得着你的丰收, 来荣耀你的名。
Lord, may you be glorified. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' most precious name. Amen.
Amen.